Brooklyn Podcast Festival. What is happening?
Well, oh. Answer him.
What'd you say?
I said, well, answer him.
Well, I want to welcome everyone. I want to welcome the ladies. I want to welcome the gentlemen. And I want to welcome the hotties.
Maybe that joke would play if it was in the part of the discussion where we're talking about that.
No, no. I literally want to welcome the hotties. And you know who you are.
What about the naughties?
Oh.
Do you remember that movie?
Yes.
What was that, Paris Hilton?
I don't know.
My name is Andrew Jupin.
I'm Chris Cabin.
Steven Sadak.
Eric Siska.
And we are We Hate Movies from right here in New York fucking City. Thank you for coming out here this evening. The film in question, by the way, Blade: Trinity.
Yeah. Couldn't just be Blade 3, huh?
No, you gotta stick that punctuation in there.
That's nice.
From the great year of 2004, that was a presidential election year. How about that?
That's nice.
That worked out great, as we all remember.
Oh, man. Hotshot John Kerry just burning through the polls, man.
Changed the world, he did. Speaking of changing the world, directed by David S. Goyer. This is the fucking sigh of disappointment across this room was mwah.
So bad.
He's terrible. This movie's terrible, which is why we're talking about it.
Yeah,
really clearly. Quickly, though, how many people are familiar with the show we do on the internet? Okay. So, for any poor sap...
We were apologizing first. Public apology.
A public apology, of course. But for any poor sap who's here because they didn't know what was going on, like, your cousin was in town who was like, yo, I fucking promise you this will be great. We are a comedy show where we take a bad movie like Blade Trinity and make fun of it for a little bit. And this is also part of our Snipesgiving presentation. This is the month of November. Mm-hmm. On the show we've been doing Wesley Snipes films.
Yes.
And we should say up front, he's the best.
Yes.
Wesley Snipes is the fucking best.
Yes.
He is.
Yeah.
He's totally awesome. He's awesome in even this movie. The 4 seconds that he's in this film.
And you know, Wesley Snipes is so great. And he's such a tough guy. He could be a blade himself.
You think he's like in his off time, like when he's not making great movies?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
This is any old time.
Okay.
I think he's forged in fire.
Oh, that's Steve's show? Steve's knife show?
That's my favorite knife show.
Yeah. Wesley Snipes, it will kill.
He is, his cadence in this movie is like when your dad is sitting around taking family photos and they're going on a little too long.
And like, dad's not having it?
Everything he's having, after Ryan Reynolds says stuff, he's like, yeah, whatever.
Well, you can see him timing everything.
Uh-huh.
Every movement he has to make, everything, he's clocking it all in.
Well, it's like, how much can I sort of, like, throw shade at this dude who I fucking hate without it being totally obvious and I'll get in trouble on set?
Hey, Ryan, how many words are you going to say before I have to speak? Because I'm just going to count. I'm not going to listen to a fucking word you say. Give me a number, and then I will say yes or no.
So, Steve, in a nutshell... Because we had Blade 1, which was like Steven Dorff was in that movie,
sure.
Donald Logue.
Udo Kier. You probably should have saved Udo Kier, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, he's the only acting person in film that's also an actual vampire.
Exactly.
You guys remember Udo Kier? That guy's actually a vampire. That's a true fact.
Is he dead?
No.
No.
Is he undead?
I just said he's a fucking vampire. He's alive and well.
Okay, good.
Drinking the blood of innocent people.
Yes.
So that was like Blade 1, and then Blade 2, there's a bunch of like Nosferatu face-splitting things.
Yeah.
Because that's
like
a Guillermo del Toro movie, so someone's face has to open.
Because in the second movie, we're like, oh, it's Eastern Europe, so there are a bunch of Nosferatus over there.
Yeah.
And they give him the predator mouth, which I'm not crazy about.
It is a predator mouth, yeah.
I don't like the tongue. The tongue doesn't need quite so much business.
It's a vampire. It's got to be all about the fangs. fangs.
Yes.
You would think.
Like a tongue shouldn't have fangs.
No, I'm saying the vampire, they should focus when their face opens on bigger fangs
than a
tongue.
Well, you're right.
It's like, I'm not going to lick you into undead immortality.
Yes. Suckle at you.
What a fucking gross word.
Yeah,
so, Steve, so now we're meeting up with the Blade. It's been a few years after that second film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is going on in his life?
So a bunch of white people are coming, and Wesley isn't allowed to speak as much. No, it is the third movie, and Blade is on the run, or he's really just hunting vampires, kind of generally.
Well, he's doing his whole thing, but we have. So I was talking about all those villains.
Oh, right. In this film, we have Dracula coming.
It's Dracula.
Also known as Drake. His name is Drake in this.
I am a Canadian rapper. It's the stupidest thing.
I love basketball. The Thunder Raptors. Right? No, here's the thing. If his name is Drake, is his last name Deula?
Yeah, I think so.
Drake Eula?
Yeah, Drake Eula.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
He's also a big fan of the Raptors because that's another ancient evil.
Yes.
Thank God they're dead, right?
What's that?
Dinosaurs.
What about them?
We got rid of them.
Yeah, they're long dead. Yes.
We did not get rid of them.
Yeah. It's mostly a comment.
The Lord.
Yes, Eric.
And that's three people, by the way.
All right. The Holy Trinity.
Oh, shit!
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, so who's the Holy Trinity for this movie?
It's
the Father.
Which is Wesley Snipes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, so then who's the Son? This is where you get yourself in trouble.
It's Ryan Reynolds.
Is it?
I think so.
The Holy Trinity of, like, ass-kicking Blade World superheroes?
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is Whistler.
Guaranteed.
The fifth
Chris
reincarnation.
Yeah, no, he is a translucent apparition.
And he dies in every movie and keeps coming back.
What a streak.
If there was a Blade 4, which there never will be, he definitely would be in it.
Did they have a Whistler character on that TV show with sticky fingers?
I do not remember.
I don't think so.
I did not
see
it.
No one out there?
I do not recall.
Usually there's one person who's like, my box set at home dictates.
Well, you've cracked it because nobody gives a shit about that show.
Was that on Spike TV?
Yes.
Dude, that was a Spike original. TV for guys. Or what was that stupid shit?
Yeah, I think it was like
TV for tough guys.
Something like that.
RIPD, that network is ending.
Oh, that's no. Tragic. Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say that network is still on the air. Is that the one that's becoming the Paramount
network?
Yes,
and they're going to premiere that goddamn...
Fucking Waco show?
Yes!
Holy shit, do you guys know about this Waco show?
What? Are there vampires in it?
There's no vampires in it. But Tim Riggins himself is playing David Koresh.
So there's no
David
vampires.
Koresh a vampire?
David Koresh might be a vampire.
No vampires, but they still burn people to death. Just like in this movie!
So way to tie it all back.
We open on... It's your classic... we open first in the Syrian desert.
Right.
Sure. Yep.
And a vampire flips off the sun.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like...
A real tough move, man.
Why are you going during the day if you're a vampire? Like, yes, you can dress up for the event. But also, like, wait till the sun goes down.
They are in these, like... Doom fucking costumes with, like, space helmets on.
But even still, that's such a thin margin of error. What if you lose a glove?
That's true.
I always lose gloves.
I think they have double straps.
Okay.
I think that's the cure to it all.
No, but to Steve's point, just do this operation at night.
Yeah, and then you can go in fucking t-shirt and jeans.
Triple H would definitely appreciate doing a job in Triple H.
A sleeveless shirt.
Yes. If he was shirtless, he would prefer.
Well, there's at least not a shirt sleeve to be found. No, so these vampires, like, invade this temple, and you're like, where is this going? Where's Blade? Is Blade in one of these suits?
No.
And they kind of, like, open a hole in the floor, and one of them is Parker Posey.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
One of them is Triple H.
Yeah.
There's a couple other people on this team here.
There's a Cylon, Callum Keith Rennie, come on.
That's right.
Come on, somebody cares.
BSG heads. We got one.
So he was a robot on that show.
Yeah, well,
that's right.
Not really a robot.
It's a robot covered in flesh.
Oh,
which is my
favorite.
Turns
out, I don't care.
It's a good robot, man.
So they like open this floor and whatnot, and you're like, where, what could this beast be? And like a thing comes up and bites the fourth guy's head off.
Well, not before Triple H is in the middle of an ancient temple that hasn't been seen by God or anybody in thousands of years. And he looks all over the walls and goes, what is this chicken scratch? Way to be the most ignorant vampire that ever lived.
Yeah, you're a mortal man. You have all the time in the world to read books.
Yes.
He's on this team. He's like fucking lighting farts on fire.
Yeah, Dracula gets the better of them. And then
turns out it's Dracula, but that's the fucked up thing. You're like, what could this be? And then someone's like, by the way, this movie's about Dracula. You're like, oh, fuck.
You know why? Because it should be Blade colon Dracula then.
Yeah.
That's how important Dracula is.
How about Blade v. Dracula?
That would be great.
Blade 2000?
How about Blade 2000? Or 2004, or whatever.
Wow.
What about Blade divided by Dracula?
Yes, dude. That's really saying something.
That is really saying something.
So they unearth this demon, and just when you're about to turn this DVD off... Wesley Snipes comes in, and it's your classic, like, Blade is getting as many of them as possible by, like, blowing up a building.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the only good scene in this movie.
Yeah, I never saw this before, and I was like, oh, shit, is this movie great? Oh, no, this movie might be great.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Brian Reynolds hadn't shown up yet.
Not yet. That's the warning sign right there.
And they're, like, driving around, and then I think... Blade is chasing them in his car, and then for some reason Whistler is in a big rig, and he's like, I'm right behind you, big guy.
Toot, toot, chicken shit, I'm right here.
I gotta make three more deliveries, and then we're gonna get some vampires.
That's literally the smallest car he'll drive.
This reminds me of the song Convoy. You remember music from my era, Blade?
I used to be a folk musician, you know.
Oh, you're busy? You're hunting vampires? All right.
Have you ever listened to any Towns Van Zant? He's beautiful.
It should be a thing. Like, this movie should start with that. The two of them, like, haven't talked in a while, and that's just Whistler's job.
Now he's just driving a rig. Now I'm just on the road now. Me and Blade had a falling out.
Once again.
Hey, Blade, is it cool if David Crosby comes to the compound? Just for a little while.
Look, I'll blindfold him and everything, just like you told me to. I just want to hang out with my old friend, Craws.
Is that his nickname, do you think? Is that his personal nickname?
You call him The Craws.
Yeah. Or The Craws Man.
Capital T, capital C. The Craws. I don't know, it's cool.
It's a big fight, and then at the end of it, Blade stabs a man in the heart, but whoops, it's a guy.
Oh, yeah,
like
it's
a
not
human
a vampire.
Being
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, because this movie saw Buffy the Vampire Slayer season 3, and they were like, that's a way to do that.
Oh.
That's a way to do something.
I love that this movie is positing that this is the first time this has ever happened.
Yeah. Thank you.
Are you fucking kidding me?
He's killing without abandon.
He just has to label them a familiar, and it doesn't matter.
Yes.
That's the thing. Oh, wait, so Blade term, in case anyone's not with it, a familiar is like a human being who... pathetically really wants to be a vampire and is like doing shit for vampires with the promise of
they
being
know
turned.
Come on, they gotta know, right?
Did you all know that? Did you all just let me say that to you?
So it's 2004, so Blade like will go to like System of a Down concerts and assume most of them are familiars and just open up.
But yeah, in all these years of vamp hunting, man, he has taken a human life.
Oh my God.
Multiple. He just came from blowing up that building. Mm-hmm. You're telling me in that building there was only vampires? What about a precious janitor? Roy is dead.
Never coming back.
The notch on Blade's murder belt.
He was a familiar. That's a familiar.
Oh my God, you think Chris Christopherson like goes to the morgue and starts tattooing people?
This is the last time I'll do it, Blade. This is the last time I'm going to tattoo the dead.
Yeah.
Let me get my kit.
This one looks familiar, too.
Hey,
he's just doing the whole morgue for no reason.
You got any more epoxy glue? I got that vampire teeth. Come here, little girl. You're a little girl vampire
I'm
now.
Sorry you didn't get your kidney, but you're a vampire now.
Then we cut to a late night with Eric Bogosian.
Right. Well, so It's a very important plot point here, though, that Parker Posey was filming this human murder. So the guy, the human that has the thing through the heart, is like laughing. And like, I think he also gives the finger. Yeah,
there's a lot of people. Yes,
they love the finger.
The yeah.
David S. Goyer loves the finger.
It's just weird, though, that this dude is so into taking down Blade that he's like, yeah, I'll sacrifice my own life. They don't turn this dude. He just dies in the street. That's the end of it.
Maybe he didn't think that through. Like, so when? Oh, shit, I'm not going to become a vampire.
So I'll just be dead, huh?
Like, all these familiars have to reach that point, though, where they're like, I'm not getting that promotion. Like, maybe I'll go hang out with a creature from the Black Lagoon or a fucking werewolf, see what they're doing.
Vampires are like a shitty company. They only give those promotions in December, and then everyone gets really nervous around that time.
Why, because they're ready to celebrate a vampire Christmas?
Yes!
They want to make sure they can celebrate properly.
No, you're like washing your boss's car. Like, come on, man.
Oh, man, that's desperate.
And they still give it to the boss's son.
Yeah.
They make him the vampire.
Oh, no, the boss makes himself a double vampire.
Oh, yeah. Bonus, golden parachute.
So, as Chris mentioned, we got to award-winning playwright Eric Bogosian, who's in this movie. As like a late night TV host on Public
Access. It's like a Charlie Rose type of thing.
Bentley Tittle? Is that the name?
Bentley Tittle?
Begley Tittle or something to this effect.
Oh, wait, no, Begley Tittle.
Oh, that's Begley
Tittle. That's a great name for air.
Yeah.
Begley.
I promised I'd turn you into a vampire.
Oh, you think he's a familiar?
Guaranteed, dude.
They haven't turned him yet. They won't.
Just keep waiting. You know, I'm looking more like shit every day.
Please, Vlad.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
there
it is. Right? Maybe he's Dracula.
But he's never been seen in the day.
True.
And he's Eastern European, so that whole thing's coming up, right?
So he's just a fucking Nosferatu.
He's exactly Nosferatu.
With a predator face?
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
Yep.
So he's interviewing the chief of police in the cheapest soundstage ever.
With it's public access.
It's him and John Michael Higgins, who's a comedic actor. And they're like, he's like, excuse me, sir. Do you believe in vampires?
I think if there were vampires, we'd know about it by now.
The correct answer is to laugh at someone.
Like, yeah, laugh in their face and say, like, this is why you brought me on the show? I thought we were talking about our lowered crime statistics.
Yeah, the correct answer is to not return the email.
Yeah, actually, there you go.
Subject line, vampires, delete.
And the way that this guy gets out of it, which is quite terrible, is he goes, the only vampires out there are the ones graduating law school.
Oh, those bloodsuckers!
That's the one.
Yeah.
And Eric Bogosian's like stone-faced, and then you think Eric Bogosian's gonna be in this movie more, and then he's definitely one scene and done. All seen through a second television.
Well, is it like a Whistler watching? He's like, oh shit, Blade, Eric Bogosian's on to us.
Goddamn remotes glued together. Oh, that changed the channel.
Oh man, that means Sam Shepard knows too.
That Tittle's onto us.
That motherfucker wrote Suburbia, goddammit. So there's a raid on Blade's compound, which rhymes, and I'm sad that I said that. But there is.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a raid on his compound, and Whistler is like, I am going to kill as many cops as I can tonight. I do not give a flying fuck who's human, who's familiar, who's going to heaven, who's going to hell. I will kill
them
all.
Turns out blue lives don't matter, chicken shit.
He does!
He's got shotguns hidden around his entire house like he's an alcoholic for shotguns. And he's like shooting everyone.
Better get my toilet tank gun.
Now, do you think Blade's giving him a shotgun intervention?
Now, Whistler, there's far too many shotguns in this house. I don't feel safe in my own hideout.
Do you remember when you fell asleep with a lit shotgun in the bed?
Do you remember my birthday when you missed it because you were shotgun shopping? You had bought 5 shotguns in that month.
And then you spent the rest of it on C4. Pounds and pounds of C4.
But this is all coming around because of Blade getting caught on camera. And he's like, the secret's out now, you stupid fuck, we're ruined. But this was my question, though. Like, Chris Christopherson sees that shit on the TV. Do you think he instantly is like,
tonight's the night I'm gonna die.
Like, because he is ready. Well, he's ready to
self-destruct. He's already died twice.
Five times.
He's like, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Whatever.
I mean, yeah, that is the gag in these movies, is he just keeps dying.
Well, he kills himself in the first one, and then he comes back, and everyone's like, why did that happen? He's like, nah, don't worry about it.
I mean, the market research on Kris Kristofferson must have been through the fucking roof.
Oh, absolutely.
Positive. What do you mean we're doing Blade 2 without Whistler?
Someone, like, made Guillermo, like, rewrite that script.
He had to, like, draw.
He draws all the pictures. So there's like some. He does draw. He's a doodler. He's a doodler. Guillermo del Toro doodles.
Yes, I wanted to stop everything to talk about it.
Anything else? Any napkins he's scratched on that you'd like to bring up?
You remember that sweet story when he lost his notebook in the cab? He's like, oh no, my movie! And then like someone gave it to him and he's
yes.
like,
yes.
And he was so thankful and nice because Guillermo del Toro walks on water.
Was that the movie?
Yes.
No, so there's like a rustling outside, and Blade's like, what's that? He's the vampire with all the senses.
Yeah.
And Kristofferson goes, the thing you've been dreading for years, or like whatever the fuck. And then like this raid on this compound, and it's like immediately we have to self-destruct this place, shotgunning cops left and right.
Yeah, and then burn the survivors.
Well, the weird thing is the data. Whistler's... like running around like, oh shit, I better delete my browser history.
Oh fuck, there's all sorts of piss videos on that one. I get that up. Oh sure.
And
good.
Then he like keeps remembering computers like, oh fuck, the horses, and he runs to the other.
All the autopsies I did in the garage.
Oh fuck, my toilet tank computer. Gotta erase that one.
All my live cams.
But the thing is, like, what is he do? What data is he deleting?
I can't have my obituary say I'm a piss pig.
I think it's all just like research, man. Like vampire research.
Oh, okay.
Maybe his designs, some of the designs.
All the weapons he's making.
Yeah,
this old man's not making these weapons, by the way.
What do you think? He's farming out?
I think he's farming out. Well, we know he's farming out, actually. We'll get to the farming in a moment.
That's it. So he dies. He gets shot up.
Spectacularly, though.
And takes like 70 police officers with him.
It's fucking great because he gets like shot in the back, and it's some of the worst 2004 blood spray you'll ever see in your life. It's like you hear a gunshot, and then it's like, eh? Eh? And then his back goes, psst. It's terrible.
I think I've said this before, but everybody should be wearing black armbands for the rest of the movie.
Oh, yeah. No, this is a big tragedy.
Yes, yeah.
This is a big
thing. Eric Bogosian, that's all he's talking about forever.
That's a whole week of programming. So they're laying waste to all these people. The place is like blowing up, and then they get him, and he pulls out like this switch or something, and they're like, he's got something in his hand, run for it! And you just hear, and there's no way Blade hears this, because like Kristofferson's coughing up organs and shit. And he's just like, run, Blade. And you're like, wait, what? And he blows himself away, and this whole place goes.
No, that's like the plan they have. Speaking of fucking Jonestown, man, like it was just like that.
Hey, Blade, Operation Kool-Aid!
Speaking of Jonestown, we were?
Well, no, Waco and Jonestown, they're like fun cousins.
They are.
Jones,
there's more death at Jonestown, right? But it wasn't as a production.
Oh, they didn't go so dramatic with it.
Not so theatrical, no.
Lord.
Yeah, no, but then Blade gets arrested.
This is a really, I have to talk about this like shot right here. So like he realizes that his father figure / butler. I don't entirely understand this relationship. Just been like turned into dust.
His white trash Alfred.
Right, yes. It's Alfred, but if Alfred listened to Leonard Skinner constantly. And this Alfred does not have a problem with the Confederate flag.
He's got a really nice, like, Roy Moore leather vest on this whole thing.
He totally is!
Shut up, Blade, it's about my heritage.
And all those other stupid reasons.
Such things.
So he's standing outside of this smoldering warehouse, and this is like, Wesley Snipes didn't like making this movie. Shock of all shocks. And you can tell in this moment when he realizes that Whistler's dead and just goes,
Dah!
And he doesn't move. He's still staring in the same direction. And then all these like SWAT team people just swarm him.
Yes.
How does he not see these guys coming? Run for it, Blade.
No, it's too late now. His white trash butler friend is gone. Yes.
For the fifth time.
Yes.
Disintegrated once again.
So he goes to a jail cell, and he's like, there's a lot of fun jokes with John Michael Higgins, which is sort of
oh,
something.
My God.
But James Remar, though, dude.
Oh, that's right.
James Remar, who has just lost 50 of his brethren, is snip-snap joking all over the place.
This is a time for fucking getting all the facts, reassessing what went wrong, a lot of paperwork, if anything else. You're not immediately, like, interrogating a vampire in a room and making jokes about it. That can wait.
Yes.
Not in this movie. Normally, it can wait.
There's a rescue effort. There has to be an active rescue effort.
The best line that James Remar has in this movie is, like, he's on scene for that shootout.
Yeah.
And when the building totally explodes, he goes, "What's going on in there? Somebody talk to me!" James Remar.
And then he should be completely out of the movie. He's got 2 weeks of police funerals.
Exactly.
So the words you're looking for, Blade, I don't know if you, I know you know vampire law quite well, but human law, let me see my lawyer. Like, that's the move.
His lawyer was just incinerated.
No, what if his lawyer was Daredevil?
Oh.
Yeah, right?
Fuck.
Wouldn't you like to see that?
But they just keep crossing over.
Doctor Strange has to raise all those cops from the dead.
I don't know if I can do this.
That's how you raise someone from the dead. Dead? A lot.
Yeah. You just got to raise your hands.
Mm-hmm. But in all of this like commotion, we kind of find out that John Michael Higgins may be a familiar himself.
Oh.
Right? Right? And they, like...
That's fucking crazy.
And, like, somehow he has the authority to be like, "Hey, all cops, get out of here." And they're like, "Okay." And they all...
Whatever
leave.
You say, TV psychiatrist. Yes. It's like if Dr. Phil made Mulder and Scully leave the room. "Get out of here, I got this. Let me talk to this man for a little bit."
"So you're a fish or what?" I imagine this would be a fish person.
What?
The person he would be talking to on an X-Files episode would be a fish person.
Oh, I was doing him talking to Blade.
Oh!
As if, I guess so Blade then was guesting on the X-Files? Oh,
okay. We got a Blade, we got a Fishman, we got a Chewbacca. It's the X-Files.
That sounds like a good daytime talk show. Like, "Chewbacca, you are not the father."
Sure.
Like, he's let down.
Don't worry, he's got kids. He's got illegitimate kids.
Oh, dude, strewn all over the galaxy.
Oh, my God, the holiday special confirms that, right?
Oh, actually, that's true.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's like a Wookiee Wilt Chamberlain. Is what I'm getting at.
You're right.
Yeah.
Everywhere he goes.
It makes sense.
Every rebel base.
Yes, exactly.
Dantooine's got a bumper crop.
A Wook Chamberlain, if you will?
Yes.
Oh, no.
The second dumbest thing I'll say.
they put Blade under, right, is the idea. And you're like, oh, no. Is this the end of Blade? Because this movie's going to get a lot younger, whiter, and cooler.
And we still got 90 minutes to go.
So, like... They're going to, like, unchain him and murder him? Is that the idea?
I think
something's
gonna take
about
him to, another,
to happen.
They're going to take him to another facility, but if you are a vampire, just shoot this dude in the head.
Right. It's like Parker Posey, Triple H, like, the whole crew.
Yeah.
That not robot that you were talking about. Pardon
me. Cylon.
Yeah.
So it's a robot.
Yeah, yes.
But then there's, like, flesh on top.
Yeah.
So it's an android.
Yeah.
Did everybody hear that quiet?
No.
It's kind of like an android. Well, it's, I guess, because it's fake, it's synthetic flesh. It's not like, it's not like they're trying to make them more human, right?
Yeah. Oh.
Can you come up here and tell us?
No, don't do that. So as they're about to take him away, and I guess murder him later, but to your point, yeah, cut his head off right there.
Yeah,
right,
sure,
there.
Why not?
Finish this movie, that's fine. I'll take a 45-minute Blade movie. Who gives a shit?
Or but the rest of it, it's like Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. It's him and Whistler in heaven.
Oh!
And they have to find their way back.
Yes!
Station. Let's do this. Nah, so then like this vampire...
Every rose has its thorn.
This vampire gets thrown through the mirror, the two-way police mirror there, and in jumps Ryan Reynolds, and the jokes don't stop. And neither does the fun. The jokes don't stop at the same time as the fun never stops in this movie. This movie's fucking filled with fun.
Hannibal fucking King.
Well, that's the first thing, is like Parker Posey, it's such a backdoor pilot for a shittier movie.
Big time. The and Night Stalkers.
Yeah. I guess they loved Richard Ramirez or something. Like what? They
look well, who doesn't?
They have like a big. You go to their lair. They have this big mural of Richard Ramirez.
Or they're a big fan of Kolchak, dude.
Oh, nice.
All right.
That's also
right?
a possibility.
I think that's probably closer to.
Probably.
Going probably. On when this comic was made. This is a Bill Finger thing, wasn't it?
No. Marv Wolfman.
Oh, Marv Wolfman.
That's a Wolfman wrote this. The guy's name is Wolfman. That made up blade.
That's, should be a werewolf in this movie.
Yes.
Let's get some fucking werewolves.
It's the third fucking movie.
Yes.
That's true. New member of monster royalty has to come in.
Yes.
And clearly it would be a werewolf.
Or a Frankenstein, sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Werewolves would be fun, though. Yeah. Look at all those Kate Beckinsale movies.
Those Ooh, movies are not
those
fun.
Are fun.
That was the joke. They're terrible.
So is Ryan Reynolds. And you can tell, like, so much, like, immediately, like, nobody wants anything to do with him. Like, he talks, and then the movie keeps going.
It's really awkward. It's like Wesley Snipes is on his, like, college freshman dorm floor.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he's decided he's just going to ignore this dude that he hates. Like, maybe they're roommates.
Yes.
And he's like, I'm not going to talk to Hannibal. And he's clearly ignoring him. I think there's lines that Blade is not being... Blade is not saying in this movie because Wesley Snipes just refused to talk to this guy.
Oh, absolutely. Like, yeah, the scene could work without this line.
And then so we have this, like, kind of close quarters, small hallway, like, breakout thing, which is fine. You know why it's fine? Ryan Reynolds is too busy fighting to talk.
Key thing here. Just he stops yammering on.
Well, we also get a look at Jessica Biel, who plays Whistler's daughter. And it's a good idea to kill Whistler in the first part of the movie, so that never comes up. She's like, yeah, I'm Whistler's daughter, but I might as well not be.
Yeah, I don't. Like, they never address that she knows that he's dead.
You know.
And by the way, what about Whistler's mother?
Whistler's daughter's mother or Whistler's mother?
I don't know, the painting.
That... Oh, that Whistler's mother.
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah, Blade, I was born of a living painting. Get over it.
You're not the only fantastical beast.
That's right, Blade. My father's Vigo the Carpathian.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, actually, wow.
The scourge of Moldavia.
I don't know. He's got children all over museums.
Well, that line, and mother to me, that's how you close. Yeah. Jessica Biel has, her thing is like she has a bow and arrow. And no personality.
And it's like Hawkeye.
Yes. Yeah.
It's the same exact thing.
Yeah, it's like if paint can dry and shoot an arrow.
The only difference between the two characters is that it's different actors, and Jessica Biel wears iPod earbuds the whole time.
Oh, that's right.
She has playlists.
How fucking funny is that?
Yeah.
Well, they stopped the movie dead so Ryan Reynolds could be like, hey, she's loading up her computer with MP3s so she could then put them on her iPod. So then, therefore, she could fight while listening to her iPod. Hi, it's 2004. Hello.
And I'm sorry, I don't care that she's, like, tying them behind her ears and then putting them in. If you're karate fighting a bunch of vampires, that shit's falling out in 2 seconds.
Yes.
Like, that first kick, it's falling right out.
No, she needs some hooks behind the ears. I'm sorry.
Or, like, a string or something.
Yeah, that or like I've had so many Mr. Bean-esque mishaps with my fucking headphones.
Oh, you were trying to like switch a playlist and then your head got stuck in a turkey?
Yes.
Oh no!
It was Thanksgiving one
Steve
year ago.
You ruined Thanksgiving again.
But
I just wanted to listen to Iron and Wine, and then the whole thing was ruined.
She also has this lightsaber thing.
Oh, this is dumb. This is about as dumb as it gets.
Which they say is, what, half as hot as the sun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Half as hot as the sun.
So the minute she takes it out, everybody's fucking dead.
They're all dead.
If she drops it, it falls through the earth.
And we decided to look this up to see just how dumb this was. So playing it as safe as you can be, right? Just the very, like, first layer of the sun, according to the internet, is 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Well, that's why she doesn't wear sleeves.
Smart move.
They keep getting singed off.
Yeah, wouldn't, like, everyone know she's coming because the temperature rises, like, hundreds of degrees?
It's like the end of fucking Raiders of the Lost Ark, man. Everyone's melting.
So they escape this building, and the two of them are, like, Ryan Reynolds and Jessica Biel are standing outside, and he's like, "We're fucked!" And she's like, "We are not fucked!" And then Blade, for no reason, jumps out a window, like, swan dives out this window, flips, like, it's perfect. I gave it, like, a 9.8.
Yeah.
Like, it was an amazing dive. And then he lands, and he stands up and goes, "Forgot my sword."
Yeah.
Shut up. Just leave when they leave.
You should have said, "Forgot my blade." What does he mean?
They say
sword or himself.
They say Blade so many times in this
movie. Oh, totally.
Everyone's saying Blade. When Blade's not on screen, it's like, "Where's Blade?"
Well, no, everyone's sentence to Blade is like, "Hey, Blade, do you think that's a good idea? Blade?"
No. Next scene.
Yeah, there's so many times he says next scene.
He's got, like, no dialogue. He's almost playing it silent.
Moving on.
So we go back to the Night Stalker's headquarters, and we get the team that nobody asked for.
This is so, like, when you're writing a sequel, for whenever you find yourself writing a sequel, if you have to take the character that's been popular enough already for two movies, and you're like, "Let's give this character a team."
Are you talking about Whistler?
Fail. No, like a team of youngsters. Because that's the other thing. Now Blade is, like, debasing himself, having to be like, "All you rookies and young kids." Like, shut the fuck up. It's Wesley Snipes. He's gorgeous. He's a fucking Adonis. What are you talking about? These young kids showing me up.
You know, he never takes his shirt off in this movie, so thumbs down.
Big problem.
Not good.
Big
problem.
There's some line here where he's like, "I didn't know Whistler had a daughter." And the flattest line delivery you will ever hear is Jessica Biel going, "Yes, I was born out of wedlock." Oof. Like, they should have just had someone behind David Goyer watching what he was typing. And as soon as they read something like that, they just had a little slide whistle like, then he, like, looks back and he starts deleting it.
I think any time you write a script, the last step you do is hit a find and replace for wedlock.
Also, like, the name Whistler, I thought that was always his ham radio name or something.
Well, then it just stuck, though.
But, like, she's in the credits as being Abigail Whistler. Right. It's like a last name.
That's how much I loved ham radio chicken shit. I changed my name to Whistler. It was handle.
It was an Ellis Island chop job, man. It was Wislovsky.
Oh, Wislovsky. I knew it.
They didn't like us Poles, man.
I would love it. Maybe that's the way to... Maybe he's got a brother. Like a Ben Whistler.
Why not?
Guess what? You didn't know I had a twin brother, did you? Yeah, I'm still in this movie. Whatever.
Man, that would be great if they revealed it's triplets. Like, that first Whistler, definitely dead. That second Whistler, definitely dead. And then this one is, "Hi, I'm Curly Whistler."
No, it's multiplicity. He's going to Harris Yulin's house every so often to get all these clones.
After we're done fighting vampires, I got some treasure we could go hunt. Curly Whistler.
Except, like, yeah, like, this is Kris Kristofferson, like, with his ponytail, like, pulled back.
Sure.
Not just this freewheeling mane he's got, which is great, by the way.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
He looks fantastic.
It's the roadie cut.
Yeah,
it's,
no, he's...
It's flourishing.
He's hauling amps, dude.
So we get the rest of the team, which is some guy that does nothing who drives the car, is the only other black actor in the movie. And then you've got Patton Oswalt as, like, the Q question mark, and, like...
Yeah.
He's the guy that says hottie.
Yeah, he does say hottie.
That's what you were referencing.
That is what I... Thank you. Thank you. And then there's Natasha Lyonne for no reason, and her daughter for even less of a reason.
And she's blind for... No, it's no reason.
Yeah, no, there's no reason.
Well, that was a medical reason, I assume. She wasn't just wearing sunglasses. You know,
they were testing that fucking crossbow, and like her eyes burned out of her head.
Oh shit, this is a recent development?
Yeah. If this movie took place 1 week before, she saw everything.
That actually makes sense as to why this hideout is not handicapped accessible at all.
No, yeah. It's not.
Jessica Biel opened it in the lobby. She was four flights up. It just went dead.
What a stupid device.
So we can get to the other guy. Dracula's in this movie, right?
Yeah, and, known as Drake.
And he's played by, if you've ever seen Prison Break.
Prison Break fans! Oh, wow. All right.
You don't need to see Prison Break.
I've never seen it. I was just curious if anyone else had.
The Flash and the Legends of Tomorrow.
What is he playing there?
Yay!
Heatwave.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Heatwave. Okay.
What's his deal?
He likes it hot.
That's exactly correct. That's all you need to know.
Checks out.
How many people do you think passed on this before you start calling this guy, huh?
Many.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is 2004. This is the third Blade movie. Like, there's money here.
Are we going to Gary Oldman, you think? You're like,
no.
It's a little old.
No. You can't ask Gary Oldman to play another vampire.
another
Dracula vampire? No fucking way.
Okay.
Patton Oswalt probably passed on it to play this other character.
Okay.
He's like,
he has more dialogue, honestly.
I don't know. What? Oh, you threw me with Gary Oldman.
Maybe Keanu could do it.
Yep.
I would love to see Keanu play Dracula.
Who else was in Bram Stoker's Dracula?
Look.
And Winona Ryder as Dracula?
Yes. Anthony
but
Hopkins.
Kurtwood Smith.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is he in that? Oh, no, just Kurtwood Smith.
You just like Kurtwood Smith.
Yeah, I think
no,
that's
we were confused because we were doing cast members of Francis
I'm
Ford
not,
Coppola's.
I'm breaking it.
Oh,
you think you can fly, Blade?
Oh, wait, how about Gary Busey?
Oh, yeah, yep, that's
perfect.
It.
Perfect. I was like,
you can
I'm the Prince of Darkness.
Yeah!
Like, it can totally work. I mean, even listen, it would be the dumbest thing ever. But this is the third Blade movie. Who gives a shit?
Are you? I'm just drinking some blood. Let me know when we're starting shooting.
I'm playing a what?
Dracula, was he some kind of robot?
It's an acronym, right?
It's not a fucking alien. Predator 2.
Man, Dracula might as well be an alien in this movie because they redo the whole lore. It's like, he's from ancient Sumeria and he might be an ancient alien.
And he's like dressed like he's on the set of Romeo plus Juliet. He's got like that, like
this
the
shirt.
One button on the shirt.
Like the last one, and it's just everything is here.
Where did they get that? That has to be a new shirt.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, it is.
Was it like Parker Posey's shirt?
Maybe.
No, that's why it doesn't fit. Like it's just he's too big for it.
It's one of Triple H's old shirts.
Oh, one of the post tears.
We need like a sequence of Triple H teaching Dracula English. Yeah. And it would be really fun because neither of them know English.
Or an I'm Too Sexy montage with Triple H and Dracula.
That would be great. Hey, Dracula, we gotta shower you down, brother. And cue that tune.
Yeah,
that
and then like Parker Posey keeps going until she's like, yeah, that's the one.
All the different hairstyles.
Yes!
Like, they keep turning Dracula around in a chair.
I have a problem. If you're hiring an actor for Dracula, you get a bunch of headshots and you throw out any ones that don't have a widow's peak.
Yeah.
That's how that should have to work.
Dracula cannot have a crew cut. No. He's got a crew cut.
Yeah, and it's just a flat one.
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
But this movie does one of those things where it's like, forget all the books, forget all the movies. This is the real shit. Forget it all. Forget hundreds of years of lore. It's this shit.
You got to triple the time it just took you to do that because it's Ryan Reynolds who tells us this.
Why? Like, why?
So everything is drizzle, dizzle, hizzle, wizzle, like all this like, extra garbage on top of just saying that.
There's one moment in this movie where I think they were like, Ryan, don't worry about looking at the camera because we're just getting audio right here. Because there's a shot where he's just staring at the camera, like, and here's another thing about Dracula. Like, they don't even bother to hide it, that he's just, like, vomiting exposition.
And this movie was in the Ryan Reynolds business, okay?
Big time.
They were like, we are buying Ryan Reynolds stock today, and it's going to be worth twice as much tomorrow.
Well, they were like, look, he was in that, like, kind of Christmas movie where he was, like, a fat guy.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh.
Best Buds or whatever.
Just Friends.
Just Friends.
Yes.
I call it Best Buds.
Okay. Waiting, which some people enjoy.
Oh, there's people that'll tell you that's funny.
Yeah.
They're out there.
Yeah, and I mean, like, okay, he's funny, but, like, and this is, like, holy shit, he worked out.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's something. I think it's like Wesley Snipes worked out. Show me that.
Yeah, you know Wesley was busting balls to get in shape. Like, mm-hmm. Come on. Let him take that shirt off. Let him.
Yes.
So mean.
He should hunt in the nude.
Well, oh, he is. Fuck, where's he going to put all those batarangs and shit now?
I'll figure it out.
He's wearing this, like, wine-colored mock turtleneck for most of this movie. It's not a good look.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
it looks like your dad's Thanksgiving shirt.
With like a blade vest over it.
The blade vest is over it, so it like kind of cools him up a little bit,
yeah.
But that is a dad Thanksgiving shirt.
Also, if the cops are after you, maybe put on a hat. Like, no. You got a very distinct haircut.
Yeah, obscure your face in some manner.
Yeah.
You have to cover up those huge head tattoos,
yes.
Man. You can see those things from space. Like, shave your head, get rid of that haircut, which is just his haircut from Demolition Man, by the way. Same thing, just like much shorter.
Yeah, and black.
And, well, yes, obviously, he doesn't have blonde hair in this movie. That would be off color for Blades, a creature of the night.
Well,
and then, like, put a wig on.
Oh, yeah.
To cover up the neck tattoo.
No, I know what you're talking about. Like maybe like a Beatles wig kind of a thing.
Oh, that would work. I bet that would work just fine.
There's some like random side plot where like Blade uncovers like what is this a blood farm they refer to it as.
Oh God.
I don't know what this is.
These Capri Suns.
It's like
dude. They do. They look like Capri Sun people flavor. For a second, I just wanted to put a straw like right on the top of them.
And that's their purpose. They're like brain dead and
they're just harvesting.
Uses.
Because like these new vampires are like classier and reformed and they're like biting necks. Oh, that's things animals do. We're just going to suck it through a straw of this juice
box. Instead, we're going to have like this factory of Terry Schiavos. You know what? It's not pretty. It's not pretty, but that's what it is.
They are all like brain dead and comas and stuff, and
it's an abomination.
Well, Blade has to go so far as to say it's a vampire final solution, and I'm like, let's keep that out. And how did that make the trailer? Everyone's like, oh, you know what people want to see? Vampire final solutions.
Did you get tickets for Vampire Final Solution yet? What's that? It's the third Blade movie. Why did they call it that? Like, how about, oh, it's the vampire's master plan.
Yeah.
Oh, it's their leader's master stroke.
Nope.
No.
Anything. The kill shot. Oh, it's the vampire kill shot.
They wind up blowing this thing up, they wind up, like, killing all these people.
Yeah.
They just pull the plug.
Mm-hmm. Just like Terry Sherwood.
But here's how they cover their tracks, though. Because we're told that they're brain dead, which is a bummer. But don't worry about it, because they're just homeless people.
Yeah. That's Giuliani did it, man. Oh. This is how he did it.
I don't know. Fish them off to the vampire farms. The vampires had a very attractive offer.
If I open up the vampire farm on Staten Island, maybe they'll finally convert me.
Oh, you think he's a familiar?
Oh, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Look at him.
Wait.
He already kind of looks like Nosferatu.
That's true.
It's like Nosferatu fucked a bald beaver, and that's what Rudy Giuliani looks like. So he's already halfway there.
Where's Rudy? Where is Rudy? Oh, is he at the blood farm? Now, you know, it is in Bedminster, New Jersey.
So, yeah, they turn off all these people. There's a scene where Dracula goes to a vampire store. It's like a store for vampires.
For that.
And no, it's like, for vampire fans.
Yeah.
Right? It's like a familiar boutique.
Well, it's where you can get, like, a bunch of vampire merch with a side of sarcastic comments from a sales clerk.
And Count Chocula!
Dude, the Count Chocula product placement in this movie. I was getting hungry.
You know what? I feel like the Count Chocula rep was like, oh, great, we broke into the Blade movie. This is our big scene. He brings his mom, and then this lady brings out this enormous, hideous-looking dildo for no reason.
She's like, we've got Count Chocula, we've got some tapes of Dracula 31 in the back. Oh, and all of these vampire dildos.
It's so disgusting looking.
And you're showing it to Dracula. It's so disrespectful.
You have to have Dominic Purcell hold that in his
hand. Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, that's what I want.
At least.
At least.
I'm going to take it for a test drive. Where is your changing room?
Gross. Gross, yeah. Gross, 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 okay. Gross.
Do people buy dildos with, like, faces on them? Like, it's got, like, a little face.
You know what it looks like, actually? Those fucking thumb war people.
Yes.
God. Fuck myself with Steve Odekirk's thumb. Also gross.
He winds up, he walks for a mile to this vampire store and then kills these two people. Yeah. It's like, I guess like a Hot Topic joke, sort of.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it is 2004.
Is he searching out that store, or does he just get lucky?
I think
like
so.
Like, he walks in, he's like, wow. I hit the jackpot. My merch store.
He looked up vampire in the Yellow Pages.
Oh, I didn't know they had a whole location. So, there is a scene wherein it's a cool montage where Wesley Snipes is in one movie and Ryan Reynolds and Jessica Biel are in the other movie.
We are split screening fight scenes. That's what we're talking about as far as working relationships. Yeah,
exactly. I'll film on Monday and they can film on fucking Tuesday. And I do not want to see them.
And so the whole mission here is something about, like, Natasha Lyonne has almost created this cure for vampirism.
Sure.
To wipe out, like, all the vampires at once. Mm-hmm. And this is, of course, Project Daylight, or the Daylight Device, or whatever.
Daystar.
Daystar, excuse
Sounding
me.
Sounding a lot like a Vampire Final Solution itself, to be quite honest.
Yeah, exactly. The fucking pot calling the kettle black here.
You're not, like, instantly evil when you're a vampire in this world, right? Can't you be kind of havesy, you know? Like, not...
Oh, are there vampires who are cool with it?
Yeah, just, like, you know, going to work every day, trying to make the best of it.
Work every day? Probably not.
Well, every night.
Yeah. That's the greatest part of being a vampire, though. You don't have to do shit.
That's true. You just wear, like, leather jackets.
And leather pants.
Janitorial staff at night.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're working night jobs.
Yeah.
Is what
yeah.
it is.
Just rob a bank.
But so the...
Who needs a
no,
job?
No, you have to spend, like, decades in, like, the world of art dealing and all that
shit.
Oh,
yeah,
right?
That's a racket.
You get, like, a classy fortune.
Oh, my God, what if it was Blade versus Only Lovers Left Alive?
Oh, man. Well, see, that would, like, he would just burst through that door, and they'd be, like, hanging out listening to cool records, you know? And he'd be like, come on, let's go. And they're just, like, sitting there smoking cigarettes, talking about how they wish Detroit would come back. I love that movie.
You know what? You guys are good.
Just leaves them alone.
You're cool.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Out. Are there only lovers left alive vampires out there? Probably.
None that were shown in these three movies, though, I think is the idea.
That's fair.
Yeah. So, you're right, though. That's an avenue this film could have explored.
Exactly.
You know, really kick it over 2 hours.
It's pretty damn close. So they find there's the first big fight scene with Dracula. They go to John Michael Higgins' place, and he winds up being Dracula. Oops. We rip off The Matrix a bunch.
A whole lot, yeah.
And Ryan Reynolds gets, like, staked with silver because they needed him to shut the fuck up for 5 minutes.
Dude, it's kind of great. They, like, purposely take him out for a little bit. You get, like, 10 blissful minutes.
And then Dracula steals a baby?
Well, you know, he's a monster.
Sure. But the funny thing is, they do this bit earlier in the movie with, like, Jessica Biel and a fake baby.
All right. And the baby jackers come out.
Yeah.
There are, like, vampires that are on baby patrol. I guess it's really good blood.
Yeah.
That's what they, you know.
Do they raise it up and, like, drink it as it gets older? Or do they just...
No,
do you
no,
just
you
chug
get it,
a baby
you get it as early as possible.
You just crack its head and chug it.
That's what it is, dude. Early as possible. It's when it's, like, the freshest. It's like beer, like, right from a tap.
Wow, man. That's awesome.
Is it?
Is it, Eric?
It's fresh.
Okay. Fair.
You know what? You're going to die anyway. Wouldn't you rather die as a kid?
My point was...
You get it over with is my point, but go on.
They went to the American Sniper store for this baby puppet.
They really did. This thing, it's just like, I think it's even worse, dude. It is like you get like the end of a paper towel roll and it's just the cardboard. Yeah. It's that with a blanket wrapped around it. They're swaddling garbage.
Maybe Clint Eastwood was a huge fan of Blade movies. It's like,
probably not. But go on.
Can I just direct one scene? I'll bring my own baby puppet. BYOBP. Baby puppet.
So Blade takes this baby as collateral.
Yeah.
Because they're on this rooftop. Or Dracula does, excuse me.
He's a bad guy.
Takes it up on this rooftop, and it's like, I swear to God, Blade, I'll drop it right now. You know, they're doing that kind of a thing.
Oh, don't waste that baby.
Dude. And then, like, fucking Peyton Manning, Dracula, like, spirals this baby to Blade. And then, you know, scamps away.
Yeah, and then, like, Blade, because, like, he's just like, I guess I have to do something. Coochie-coo, baby puppet.
Man, you know, I don't need this much comedy from Blade in this movie. No. I'm already getting my ribs tickled from Ryan Reynolds. It's just too much fun.
Yeah, you might stop breathing, you're laughing so much.
Man, if you died watching Blade Trinity. Like, I remember I saw this in the theater, totally alone. And, which is how you
surprise,
see Blade Trinity.
Not, yeah.
But dude, imagine I just died there. Like, that was my last thing, was seeing Blade Trinity.
Wouldn't you rather die as a kid?
Die as a kid watching Blade 1, I guess?
Hey, better movie, man. Yeah. I'll die during Blade. I'm not dying during Blade Trinity.
Sounds about right. So
Gucci goo. Sorry. This is really dumb and fun to say.
At this point, Dracula is like, I'm coming for you all. And he winds up turning into Kris Kristofferson for literally no reason.
Oh, we forgot to mention, for no reason, Dracula shapeshifts in this movie.
Yeah.
No other vampire shapeshifts ever.
They do say that he's got like all these little bones that are like a snake's bones.
Oh, that's pretty cool, man. Hey, Eric.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Because as we know, snakes can shapeshift.
Dude, imagine Dracula just started like hissing at Blade.
Read your Bible, motherfucker. Yes, they can.
All right.
Yeah.
So Dracula dates back that far.
That's right. There's that weird scene with him and Parker Posey.
Wait, he says he was at the crucifixion? Is that true?
Casual dropping that he was attending the crucifixion.
It was the first Velvet Underground show.
Yeah, Lou Reed is also old.
No, I just imagine like Dracula walking through like, hey, who's that guy? Oh, that's Jesus. Cool. You guys will stick around.
So...
Oh, good. Those two other dudes aren't dead yet. I didn't miss the opening act. How did they do that, by the way? Was it a one at a time or like all at once?
No, they're all three of them, man.
At once?
Yeah, all at once.
Yeah?
Nice. Yeah.
That's cool.
It's like a three-ring circus.
Well, how do you pick a headliner, you know? It's really tough.
You put Jesus in the middle, everybody
there
knows.
Is so
you
many...
just try to fill out the shot at that point.
Yeah. How many monsters were there? Now it's the devil, Pontius Pilate, Dracula. Was a Frankenstein in the audience?
Creature of
the Black Lagoon?
Well, is this a continuation or a different telling of Dracula 2000? Maybe he's Judas.
Oh.
Right?
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. Nobody cares. See what I did there? Nobody cares.
No one does.
There's a whole thread. That was going to go on, but nobody cared.
To that
it's
point,
like a,
though,
it's kind of, being at a live comedy show is like a choose-your-own-adventure. Like, I don't want to hear that. Click no. And then we move on.
They like the baby stuff.
They love the baby stuff.
That's what they want. It's the veal of comedy.
So they explained to Blade that the best way to make this Daystar, is it, Chris Cavan?
Yeah.
The Daystar device work is they need... a bit of Dracula's blood. Just a bit. Just a bit of Dracula's
just
blood.
Just a little bit.
Now, here's the thing. They didn't know starting this project that the only way it would work is Dracula's blood. So what did they start this project for? Like, they didn't know Dracula was around. Like, what are the odds? What are the odds you start a project that is only successful if you acquire Dracula's blood, and then, whoops, a 7,000-year-old Sumerian vampire god is fucking resurrected that very day!
But also, good point, because also, like, how do you know what the quality of Dracula's blood is? Like, when you're doing your math equation... it's just a variable. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
And what is that born on day, dude? He has been lying in that fucking hole in Syria for centuries. Eons even.
Eons even.
Like, you don't know. It's all, you know what? It's all garbage. Yeah. It's all
it's
crap
bad
talk.
Science. It's bad science in Blade Trinity.
But then thank God most of the Night Stalkers are slaughtered.
Oh, yes. Immediately.
Like, off screen, right?
Yeah, most of it's off screen, which is ridiculous.
It's an R-rated movie, and we're saying fuck like we're in fucking grade school. And
I think it rivals Big Lebowski, I would say. Yeah. It's up there.
Fucking this, fucking that. There's a whole dick scene we'll get to in a bit.
I would like to see some people impaled.
Yes, exactly. Like, use It's an action movie. Let's cut off Patton Oswalt's head.
Yeah.
We all love Patton Oswalt. God bless. But, you know, it would give him something more to do in the movie. Yeah. He's playing basketball for some reason. Which is just... I think someone was like, you know what I've never seen? Patton Oswalt playing basketball. Put it on. Make it happen.
You play basketball probably, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, I think it's like supposed to be a gag because the dude he's playing is very tall.
Yes, and he's beating him. And then Natasha Lyonne's kid, who is only there to be kidnapped, is kidnapped.
Surprise, surprise.
What are the odds?
And they also kidnap Ryan Reynolds instead of just fucking killing him. That sends a good message.
Yeah.
If you want to kidnap somebody, kidnap the blind Natasha Lyonne. That's fine.
Well, no, she's murdered horribly.
Yeah.
Which is fine. What is it? Is it a Thoreau quote that's painted in her blood on the curtain? Yeah.
I thought that was a Dracula quote.
It says Drake was here. No, I mean, that's a good point. When did he have time to read Thoreau?
I mean, when did he read Thoreau? When did he learn English? All these questions and more answered on the DVD commentary.
At least Triple H read it to him.
Oh my God, deleted scene.
And now, Dracula, here we go.
I am a tree. Or something.
Definitely or something. So, yeah, we like, Brian Reynolds gets kidnapped. And, Chris, if I ever get kidnapped, can you do me a promise? Don't train before you come get me. Like, literally just come get me.
What? But what if I have a really cool idea for a weapon?
No.
If I can design it and then come
You get have me. Enough weapons. My life is in danger.
What if that weapon was half the temperature of the sun?
I don't care. I'm being held at knife point.
Oh, okay, but I can, like, polish my sword for a while, right?
No. Well, what the fuck are you talking about?
Get out of the bathroom and go save him.
How about, but, like, if the best poison is in the Congo, I should probably go to first, get the poison,
antidote.
And then come back.
Right,
and
reverse
then...
engineer the antidote.
I do love that.
Because you're poisoned, right?
Yeah. They lay out all of their weapons and look at them for a while. They're like, count, like, that's enough.
This is, I mean, it's, well, because they're using, like, a Crystal Method song, so of course it takes forever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, no, the best part of this movie, we don't want to skip over it, is when... they find Natasha Lyonne. Jessica Biel is really hurt. It's definitely how this scene was written versus how this scene was shot, where it's like she's like cradling Natasha Lyonne crying, and Wesley Snipes is like, use it. Use it.
But I think it was a thing where it was only supposed to be once. Like, in the script, it's written once. But they just used three, like, they cut in, like, three takes because it's like, use it.
All right, Wesley, we're going to do that one again, maybe with a little more energy.
Use it.
Yeah, David, I know you wanted Wesley to go up to Jessica and whisper, use it, in her ear and, like, try to be empathetic and everything. He's not going to move.
And he's going to be in the hallway. He's so far away from
her.
He's
25 feet away at least.
Why didn't he move?
I don't know. Oh, that's the best part.
He just did,
yeah.
Well, no, and then there's a third time he says it, and it's even worse.
Yeah, it's just...
And drawn out. And she's like, what did you say?
use it or whatever.
My friend is dead, what?
So she, like, starts, like, doing, like, bow and arrow tricks.
Speed trials.
Come on,
it turns into a baseball movie where she's trying to, like get the fastball as good as possible.
Oh, you think she had some trouble with the curve?
I do think so.
Wait a minute. That one was mine.
He played a vampire in that song, right?
Sure.
Eastwood plays a vampire in everything. And Grant Torino, he's definitely a vampire.
He may have played a vampire in Trouble with the Curve. I turned it off after 25 minutes.
That sounds about right.
That was enough!
So Ryan Reynolds is kidnapped, so finally we get to get some, like, world-class Ryan Reynolds-ing. You also get some good Triple H in this scene.
Yes.
Because like,
everything Triple H says is unintentionally the funniest thing you've ever heard in your life.
Ryan Reynolds says something about his dick, and then Triple H, probably out of character, like, actual Triple H, was like, and when did you see my dick, fuckface?
And then does, like, this slow-mo kick and kicks him over in this chair. But it's like, I swear to God, I watched this twice in, like, 24 hours. I think he does the wrestler thing where, like, it's the kick, but then you stomp to make it sound like you actually did the thing. And they're like, no, Jean-Paul, can you... No, we're not... We have sound effects. You're not in the ring. We don't need you to stamp your other foot to make it believable.
That's the only way I know how to do it.
When the fuck did you see my foot, fuckface?
But the best thing is, like, Parker Posey even has to go out of character and, like, probably to David S. Goyer is like, can everyone stop saying dick for 5 minutes?
There's so many of these, like, intended to be off-camera comments that just make the movie. This whole scene, I think.
So they're torturing him, and that's kind
of... They're torturing him, and he's just, like, bebopping and scatting all over this screenplay, dude.
And I guess it works as Deadpool, right? Like, this thing...
It does, because that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's the thing. That's what everyone's paying to see for that movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm paying to see that guy up there for Blade. Fucking Ryan Reynolds. I mean, he's fine, but just not here.
Yeah.
Button up. Learn something from Blade, your elder. How about that?
Your elder vampire statesman?
Yeah, guaranteed.
Okay.
Oh, also, Ryan Reynolds used to be a vampire.
Yeah.
We're told that at some point. Comes to nothing.
It's just to show his pube bone. He's like, I used to be a vampire. By the way, here's my pubic bone.
He did the same exercises as, like, Brad Pitt in Fight Club.
Yeah.
Like, that, the first time I saw Fight Club, I was like, I didn't know there were muscles there. And he is looking fit as fuck.
I've never found it.
I think we're all biologically engineered to not have them. There's just nothing there.
It's a bump.
Do you think there's like a Rolex or something, like a Suzanne Summers like thigh master thing for your pube bone?
Hopefully.
Oh, also, we definitely get a Jamie Kennedy in Scream 3. If you're watching this, you're in the third Blade movie.
Come on!
Because they're like, oh, Natasha Lyonne was murdered. Oh, here's this VHS tape. And it's her just standing in front of a webcam like, if you're watching this, nah, I was probably murdered by Dracula.
If I was eaten by Dracula, here's what to do.
There are certain rules to get through a Blade Trinity trilogy. One of which, new characters nobody likes.
Second, endless amounts of hilarious improv.
Third, iPods? Yeah, iPods.
Yeah, what the hell? And she delivers some information about, like, well, the only way to do this now is shoot this fucking Daystar serum into Dracula. She's like, if you want to end this movie, here's how you do it. And that's like the final mission or whatever is
then,
to go do
then,
this.
Then
shit.
Hours later, they're ready to go and get Ryan Reynolds. Hours later.
There's this like vampire office building in downtown.
Yeah, Vamp Inc., dude.
And it's full of vampire dogs as well.
It's great, dude. That's a new show on Fox.
Vamp Inc.?
Coming up this fall on Fox, every Friday, it's going to be the latest great television catastrophe. Vamps Inc. Now back to the World Series. I'm Joe Buck, and that's what this joke was.
What jobs are these people doing?
Oh, magazine work.
Really? Are they putting out magazines?
Well, they're vain, right?
Yeah, they are vain.
Vampires are known for that.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Well, where do you think they make the Dracula dildos, dude?
Oh, that's it.
Oh, yeah. Like it's like a fun factory. It's all these hijinks people are getting into.
It's like a huge Party City type place.
Oh, no, I fell into all the dildos. Vlad.
Man, you know what would be great? If you went to Party City Corporate and they were fucking ruthless.
Oh, you know they are, dude. Yeah. Oh, you thought you'd come in here for this job interview and it's all streamers and balloons and fucking Dracula dildos. Well, this is Party City Inc., goddammit. This is a business. It's a business we're running where we sell party supplies and it's a lot of fun. But not here.
How did you not get all that cheap plastic shipped from China, you dumb fuck?
Oh, then they're executed.
Yeah,
they're melted down, dude, like horses, and then they become the party supplies.
That's twisted.
Party supplies are made out of horses?
Yeah. Yep. That's what I'm saying.
Stick and buy.
Think about that on New Year's when you're blowing that noisemaker, dude.
I'll think about that on Bastille Day.
Yeah, I think if I ever die of tuberculosis, it's because of a noisemaker. Like a collection of noisemakers passed. Those things are filthy.
So what happens? They shoot an arrow at Dracula?
Oh, no, there's a lot more.
What?
No,
there's so much more. It's amazing.
No, it's just a bunch of fighting. They show up and, like, you know, they're fighting each other.
Well, again, we have to splinter off because everybody hates everybody working on this movie. So it's like Blade gets one fight and then, like, Jessica Biel gets this other fight. Ryan Reynolds is fighting first Triple H and then Parker Posey.
And then Christopherson goes to Ryan Reynolds like, Ryan, Blade asks if you could please pass the salt. Blade, are you done with your steak knife? Ryan would like to use it. I mean, this is terrible. These conditions are miserable.
I'm so mad at this contract right now. I just want to walk. I think I'm the most professional person here.
And I would kill for fucking 10 minutes.
Do you think they just had to keep him on set? Because him and Snipes are buddies?
They're best buds. That's the best thing I learned about this, is that Wesley Snipes and Chris Christopherson hang.
That is amazing.
They hang out.
How much do you guys want to be in that room?
Well, hey, Wes, I got all these old tapes of me playing acoustic guitar.
Yeah, you keep doing karate, dude. That's awesome. I'm just going to put them on.
That's the thing, man. That's why their friendship is so beautiful, is because they can hang out in the same room for hours and not say a word to each other and have a great time.
Wes, you keep doing those, those one-arm push-ups. I'll keep drinking.
You know, I noticed it was your birthday recently, so here's the new yoga mat for you to do your karate chops on.
Oh, mercy. Ryan Reynolds kills a bunch of dogs. That's what I came to see.
Oh,
is
predator dogs.
Ryan Reynolds slaughtering vampire dogs. Here's a question, because we're in the Marvel Universe, right? Mm-hmm. What's dumber? These vampire dogs in Blade Trinity, or those Hulk dogs in that Ang Lee Hulk movie?
Hulk dogs.
Hulk dogs, right?
Yeah.
Totally. It's the dumbest thing you've ever
seen.
They
look like the dogs from The Mask. Like, remember when The Mask put the dog put the mask on or whatever the hell?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. It looks like that. It looks a little less good than that.
I don't even remember the Hulk dogs. But I'll say it's worse.
Hulk, like, beats him up real quick. It's kind of funny, but not really.
Love beating dogs.
Hulk Huckabee over here.
Man, that Huckabee family, they're terrible. You hear about that? You hear about that? Mike Huckabee's son kills dogs.
Well, he did like that one time.
Yeah.
Whilst being a Boy Scout.
Now Mike Huckabee's going to unsubscribe from our podcast.
That was it.
Fucking finally. He kept writing in with all those jokes, like, see, I could be on the show. I'm funny.
So there's like a swashbuckling between Dracula and Blade.
Well, oh, yeah. Dude.
The only thing Dracula knows about is, like, I don't know, like, sword etiquette. Like, that's like the only character trait he has aside from visiting the crucifixion for a bit. He's like, these people don't know what it's like to live by sword honor. And I'm like, the fuck are you talking about, Dracula?
Since when is Dracula a swordsman, right?
Yes.
And a man of honor.
That's the dumb part.
Yeah.
It's a vampire. But yeah, I mean, it's one of these things where he's like, oh, Blade, you have fought me with honor. It's like he's a Klingon.
Well, he's dressed like Shao Kahn for the second half of the movie.
What? And now here's the thing, because we were talking about the Coppola movie, right? He kind of has, like, some of Gary Oldman's armor from that movie,
yes,
but not all of it. He's got, like, half of it, and there's, like, a weird... it's like a mesh shirt that he's got on, like just above the
nips. And
then
he like turns into like a wet tree. Or whatever this thing is.
Oh, this beast?
I figured out the armor. That's what he was going to the vampire store for, but they sold half the armor. So he had to use like half a fishnet shirt.
And we only have half of this Halloween costume that you're looking for.
And that's why he has a
City didn't have it either.
I've been all over town.
Didn't you see that shot where the time went fast when I walked?
That's why he's wearing a Sublime t-shirt for half the movie.
Dude, that sequence looks like a bad music video. There's a part where it's like Dracula walks by a camera and he's supposed to be like walking in front of a cityscape, but it's like bad karaoke background video of
with
a cityscape.
With arms wide open, Dracula walks around.
Just go outside. You're like, all right, now walk in front. Got it. Okay, we got it. If this means we don't have to use a fucking terrible-looking animated background, yes, absolutely. This is a big-budget Hollywood motion picture. Pay for it.
Triple H gets killed by Ryan Reynolds.
Yep. Yeah, after so much like one-linering back and forth. He also does a running power slam. Because if we learned anything, it's that when you get a wrestler just starting out his acting career, he has to do some kind of wrestling move in the film. The problem is Triple H's pedigree one, there's just too much setup.
That's why Hulk Hogan was cut out of The Godfather.
That's right.
Yeah, like that's the
right.
Reason.
That's
he wanted
right.
He, like they kept trying to get have him do the leg drop on...
The
on
brother-in-law.
Like, yeah, yes, exactly. It was Sonny Corleone, he beats the shit out of him, and then Hulk Hogan comes in and does a leg drop, but it didn't test well.
Yeah, no, it's just they were like, what is this guy coming up in spandex? What is happening right here?
Yeah, I'll have more of that calamari, please.
Boy, I love being Italian. Leg drop.
I think he is Italian, right? Is
Terry Bollea?
Yeah,
you opened Pasta Mania.
Oh, right, Pasta Mania.
Yeah.
Man, I wish that restaurant was still open.
It's a picture of him and Marlon Brando shaking hands.
Look, Francis, I need to be able to rip the shirt. I don't care if you need to make these one at a time. I need to rip the shirt.
Oh, that would be great. Terry Bollea and The Godfather.
Yeah, I never thought of it.
Well, too late now.
Yeah. For a lot of reasons.
For several reasons.
So well, Dracula gets shot with this fucking arrow, right?
Oh, Dracula does get shot with his arrow. That's correct.
Well, no, because it's like Jessica Biel is going to win the movie, and then Wesley Snipes is like, nope, it's a Blade movie. I do it.
Oh, you're right. He doesn't get shot with an arrow.
No, yeah. Like, it
misses.
They're this close to giving this movie completely over to a character nobody paid to see. And Wesley Snipes probably like fought this till they were like, fine, he can catch it. He can catch it and shove it into this dude's
Well, no, actually, it's Dracula as Tim Curry legend beast thing.
With leather pants.
Yes.
He also kind of looks like Wishmaster a little bit.
A little bit, it
looks like I am Groot.
It does kind of look like Groot.
Right? Like if you covered Groot in blood.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like what? Like if that prison scene was realistic. Covered in blood.
If that prison scene in Guardians of the Galaxy were real.
Marvel Disney joint.
Correct.
It could happen.
So, yeah, I mean, it's like, how dare you? This is Blade colon Trinity, fuckface. Let him do it from the start.
Oh, is Blade colon Trinity colon fuckface?
Yes. Okay. That's right. That's what they called it in Europe.
Oh. It might have been a dash, actually, in the second one.
Fuckface, volume 2.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's dead. He kind of has like a big splosion. Is it a splosion?
Because.
Like the monster part explodes, and then it's just Dominic Purcell again, and you're like,
and a bunch of blood cells, right?
Oh, yeah. Right,
it's
yeah.
like in the air?
He
like
becomes
you're all
like
breathing
a,
the blood mist?
I am a biological agent!
Yes.
Like, all his blood starts exploding out of him and then kills, like, all the other vampires.
Because it mixes with all the mold coming out of the air conditioner.
Oh.
That's what that was, right?
Yeah. They get him with some sort of, like, silver air conditioning gag because Triple H, like, burps fire in that one moment.
Yeah.
That didn't need to happen.
There's and Parker Posey, who's a huge character in this movie, just kind of gets sick and dies. And Ryan Reynolds is like, I'll go get help. And that's kind of the problem with Ryan Reynolds in this movie. Like, he just says shit, and you're like, are you serious? Like, are you actually getting help?
I can't tell if you're joking.
No, it's a problem.
Are you helping out or what?
Mm-hmm.
Wake up.
Is that actually half of the degrees of the sun or what?
Yeah, like, I don't know if someone's making a joke right there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, maybe.
It would have to be, or they'd all be fucking dead.
There's a lot of mysteries in Blade Trinity.
It's a very dense screenplay. There's a lot to unpack. We can only do so much in one sitting.
Yeah. I mean, maybe five parts. You guys be back tomorrow?
and then it's this weird, like, Dracula and Blade, like, kind of have faced off, so they're both dying or something?
I don't know why. I mean, I guess it's like the end of a wrestling match when you don't know who's going to come out, who's going to pin who.
Right, exactly. Who's hearing it from the crowd more, man?
And then James Remar comes in.
Remar? Well, then this is, like, when Remar enters, we sort of realized this afternoon that we watched two different cuts of this movie.
Yeah, there's, like, a weird alternate cut.
There's an extended cut, and then there's, like, the regular under 2 hours one. So, you guys, what happened when Remar enters the room with you?
They find... Dracula's like, you've done such a great job. I'm going to give you one final gift. And I guess what he does is turn into Blade to throw the cops off his tail. He's fucking Dracula. It makes no sense. What does Dracula care about Blade's legal trouble?
So they...
also, by the way, he just killed him.
Well, He's like, he hasn't been alive for like 1,000 years. Does he know what cops are? Anyway.
Yeah.
They take Blade's corpse to the morgue.
Yes.
And it turns back into Dracula, and people are like, what? And then Blade just drives away on his scooter.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds. And Ryan Reynolds is like, you just saw a Blade movie featuring me, Ryan Reynolds. Hi. I have to do the narration. That's kind of our cut. What was your cut?
Our cut is that Dracula's just kind of gone, and Blade is hanging out, and then they bring Blade to the morgue. And so this is interesting. So yours was like, it turns back into Dracula,
yeah.
And it's like, got you, Blade's not here, and he's dead, uh-huh. Right? Our cut that Eric and I watched, or the two of us watched it, it's, by the way, Wesley Snipes, great bit of trivia. I love Wesley Snipes so much. He hated making this movie so much that they were like filming him. It's like top down, and he's supposed to be like in the morgue on a table, and they're like, all right, Wesley, this is where you open your eyes, and sequel set up, and he was like, not doing it. I'm not going to open my fucking eyes for you people.
Why didn't he open his eyes?
There's this great bit of a video of actually the DVD footage of, I think it's David Goyer explaining what happened, and this woman's like, wait, why didn't he open his eyes? He just wouldn't.
I just move on, like it's not a thing.
But so then they use computer animation to make fake eyeballs open on him. And he gets up and he starts kicking ass around this morgue and then leaves.
I think that was the thing. It didn't test terribly well for Blade to beat the shit out of medical professionals for no reason.
Yeah, that makes sense, actually.
It's like, maybe it's Dracula instead.
Those people save lives.
And actually, like, even at the end of it, like, there's that woman cowering of Blade,
yeah.
And you don't know if she lives.
He's approaching her, yes. And then it just ends, and it's like, what happened?
I know.
Our hero, ladies and gentlemen? Then he drives away on his scooter. 9 minutes of credits roll, and there's a stinger scene where he's then just driving a car. So we missed the spot where he, like, pulled over and got the Blade mobile.
I like the idea. First of all, the last, you know, usually there's, like, this film, you know, was filmed in cooperation with whoever, special thanks. And then it's like either Blade will return and whatever. Last word, word, which is awesome.
I love it.
Which is
it
good.
Just says word.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
Best part of the movie.
It is. It's the absolute best part of this movie.
Well, I like the idea of sitting in the credits and you're like, I guess Blade's driving a car in the next movie.
Blade 4 road trip?
Or maybe we don't know enough about Blade comics. Maybe that car is really important.
Oh, I don't know. Any Blade comic fans out there?
Oh, yes. Yes, it finally happened. Fuck yes.
Now I'm worried that there's like one guy in the bathroom like, fuck. No, I know, I love it. I love Blade. Shit.
Well, so that's Blade Trinity, everybody. I want to thank y'all for coming out here for what was the third time this year. How many of you saw us all three times this year? Oh, my God. Hey, there you go.
Give those folks a hand.
Big thanks to the Bell House. We love this place, of course. Big thanks to the Brooklyn Podcast Festival that this whole thing is a part of.
Thank you.
So, as always, we're going to leave you with a little correspondence from the internet to wrap up here really quickly. This is correspondence from the Internet Movie Database, user reviews section.
That's the front page of the internet.
Okay, so I thought this movie was fantastic. 10 out of 10 stars, user review, Cheetah!
Oh, I actually did some digging on that guy. It's Brian Reynolds.
So this first part is all in caps, and I think someone's mom was writing it. I don't think I added a spoiler, but I don't know what that means, and my computer won't load up the guidelines so I can find out. But if it means that I added something that happened in the movie that would run it for someone, no, I did not.
What? My computer to pull up guidelines?
Yeah.
It's all right here.
Okay.
Followed by an ellipsis.
Sure.
Then Cheetah writes,
okay.
This is one of the few movies I would give a 10 rating to. I thought that they picked the best person to play Drake, parentheses, Dracula. And adding the new two rookies to the plot was a cool idea. It was great. I had to get it for Christmas. And since I've had it, there's so many commas. I've watched it again for about the fifth or sixth time. If you like the other Blade movies, you might be like me and like this one the best. And then finally, welcome Jessica and Ryan. Spoiler! That's all in the subject line.
Why are you welcoming them to a movie they've already been in?
No, I think it's like, welcome to the franchise. Yeah.
We're going to have 10 movies, man.
When you're here, you're family. Blade.
Yeah, maybe that happens. Every time they put a movie on, they introduce the cast to their family.
Could you pass the breadsticks? My brother Ben Whistler didn't get one.
Blade, Ryan would like you to pass the salt.
10 out of 10 stars, of course. This is from Carson Chow 108. Using your real name, maybe. That might be a problem.
No.
Blade Trinity is one of the exciting movies in 2004. One of the exciting movies in 2004. This time, Jessica Biel and Ryan Reynolds join the cast to fight off the daddy of the vampire, Dracula.
The daddy vampire.
Yeah, the daddy vampire.
Wesley delivers the same blade as usual, but this time more action and less drama on him.
Uh-huh.
The action.
Drama on him?
Drama on him. Okay. You can't say it, can you?
No.
Drama on him.
Drama on him.
Drama on you as well, Eric.
Good drama, sir. Drama on you. And drama with you.
The action on him is so great that it can be compared to Alice in Resident Evil Apocalypse and The Bride in Kill Bill Volume 1. This person loved this movie.
Man, I just watched My Left Foot, man.
Daniel Day-Lewis has so much action.
Where the fuck did you see my foot, asshole?
And the sad on Daniel Day-Lewis, the sad on him was so good.
Not as much action on him, but plenty of sad on him. It seems that the movie has planned too much on the action that the audience, you know, have we planned too much action for this movie? That the audience does not see too much drama that should have been on Blade himself.
Wait, what? I have lost my place and I'm not even reading it.
That the audience does not see too much drama that should have been on Blade himself.
Where should the drama be?
Bend over and I'll show you, dude.
All right. It's a family show tonight.
The plot builds up so quickly and so tight that it has not been a movie like that for a long time. I'm reading this correctly.
Okay.
Blade Trinity is better than the first and second, ; especially after the joining of Jessica and Ryan. Oh, the joining of Jessica and Ryan. Oh, yes. They cut out the wedding scene. They make the movie more watchable and different from the first two. I'm reading spelling errors. Fuck it. The ending is somehow well done. But considered as a trilogy, it lacks the impact it should have, and we just leave the cinema remembering only a two-hour fighting.
A two-hour fighting.
To conclude, Blade becomes cooler, Jessica is hot,
yep,
and Ryan is hilarious, and surely an eye candy.
Of course she's hot. She's what, half the temperature of the sun?
We hope to see them in the next Blade, if there is one. We've been We Hate Movies, everybody. Thanks so much for coming out. We'll see you next time. Good night.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.